International Bible Studies. Lesson for November 10th. A Song of Praise. Key verses: Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live will I praise the Lord, I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Psalm 146 verse 1 and 2. Selected scripture, Psalm 146 verse 1 through 10. The exhortation found in this psalm appears to be both a declaration of David's own inner feelings as well as a call for others to magnify the name of the Creator. Verses 3 and 4 of this psalm emphasize the propriety of not placing complete trust in human agencies, despite however reliable they seem to be, since contingencies might prevent them from fulfilling their intentions, whereas God never fails to keep His promises. These verses read, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish." Disappointments often arise when even influential individuals use their professed knowledge and wisdom to forecast how matters will turn out in the future. For example, many who have sought to accumulate wealth based upon advice obtained from experts have made monetary investments which have come to naught, thus causing much chagrin on the part of those who heeded such counsel. In fact, considering the brevity of human life, it is unwise to place total confidence in the opinions of others who are mere mortal beings. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7 and 8, 1 Timothy 6 verse 17. On the contrary, we can have complete confidence in the fulfillment of all God's promises as outlined in the Bible. The divine plan of the ages pertains to the redemption and deliverance of the human race from sin and death. As followers of Jesus, we are able to grasp and appreciate this assertion as supported by the testimonies of divinely inspired servants. Peter wrote, "Being born, begotten again, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever." 1 Peter 1 verse 23. In the re-established kingdom of the greater David following the completion of the church, divine rulership will not be limited to the nation of Israel, but will embrace all nations. We recall the oft-quoted words, "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." Isaiah 9 verse 7. With the inauguration of this kingdom under the righteous rule of Christ Jesus and those called from Jews and Gentiles to be a people for his name, the present dispensation will close and the first age of the world to come will begin. Hebrews 2 verse 5. This will be 1,000 years in length, hence it is often called the millennial age. Revelation 20 verse 1 through 4 and 6. It is also sometimes referred to as the Messianic Age or Kingdom Age. Gentiles, as well as Jews, who did not respond to the gospel call of self-sacrifice will need to be raised from the dead if they are to have an opportunity to seek after the Lord during the millennial age. We note these clear statements of the Bible to the effect that in God's coming kingdom all who have died will be awakened from the sleep of death. The hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. John 5 verse 28 and 29. Upon being awakened from death, all mankind will be given the opportunity through the educational process of the kingdom to gain everlasting life by developing the qualities of a godlike character. As the originator of such an all-encompassing plan, God is surely worthy of all our praise each and every day of our life.